Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is our fabulous producer on the other side of the glass. He makes sure the guests get on the radio, and then he makes sure that they get on the podcast shortly thereafter. So we always appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Melanie Sims. She's a poet and author, a former poet laureate, or I guess you would hold on to that title as your life progresses. And four books, right? I count them four on my shelf. Yeah. Is that the right number?
That's right. Fifth one in progress. Right.
Well, I pity the fool that once said, you know, Melanie, if you live on a shoestring and you're not a globally accomplished poet, you can't get anything published. Because guess what? Thanks to Sunbury Press and some other intrepid presses, you've got those books, and they have all sold hundreds of copies and successful by certainly a poet's measure. And well, I think you probably have had somewhat of a global impact. So, Melanie, thanks for checking in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here today.
I think of you as a Central Susquehanna Valley resident, but your last email had a return address of Florida. What are you doing down there?
I'm visiting my son and grandchildren, and if they wake up in the middle of our call, I'm going to zip outside.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay, well, good. Well, good for you. It's great to see them then, I'm sure.
It's okay. Great to be with family, yeah.
Well, when we last spoke, we were really in the heart of the pandemic, and you said you were working on an anthology that is out, and we're going to post that link at WKOK.com. Tell us about the compilation of that and the fact that it is out.
Thanks for asking. It's called Poets with Masks On. It's a pandemic anthology. And actually, you inspired it in an interview we had last year, and you were asking me, well, what do you plan to do with your work? You know, how do you feel the pandemic's going to affect your poetry? And believe it or not, that just zapped me. I'm like, well, I don't know. That was such a good question. And so I started getting, you know, talking with some of my fellow authors, and I'm like, well, how do we make an impact? And they said, well, a pandemic anthology. And I said, you know, that makes a lot of sense. So I started just putting it together just as a little hobby or something that I would do to help me, you know, to process what we were all going through with the pandemic. And then it just grew, and I ended up getting some wonderful artists in it. So Richard Blanco and Gary Finke, our own Gary Finke locally, Ellen Bass, Christine Gellino, so many wonderful artists from all across the United States can participate in. And so, and you have a little blurb to you in the front of the book. So it got accepted by a Finishing Line Press, which is a pretty well-known publication, and I was very happy and pleased with the outcome.
Well, thank you for the mention. Well, and I think as you sift through it, and I've seen some sample pages, even if you didn't read the title and you didn't know it was compiled during a pandemic, you could tell it has that quarantine suppressed tone throughout. Explain that to our audience.
Well, a lot of the poems are, you know, because of the immediate aspect from an artist is, you know, their immediate emotions that they're going through and how we're impacted mentally. And that seems to be one of the things that we grasp onto as artists. And so you'll find a lot of the poems are just about feeling stifled because as artists, we're expressive human beings. And we're not comfortable being, even though we tend to be a lot of times reclusive mentally, emotionally, intellectually, we don't do well under those circumstances. So, you know, you'll find that that's how a lot of the work is, you know, but not all of it is. There's actually some that found some humor in it and others that, you know, managed to show their survival. Some of them became political. Huge, wide array, really, of approaches to the book and the poems. So that's what I think others will find interesting. It gives everyone an opportunity to kind of find, you know, their own emotions in because of the wide palette of expressions included.
Some artists have said during the pandemic their work became less in demand. How has poetry fared?
Well, it's been kind of up and down. Some of them did find a niche for the pandemic, such as what I'm doing right now. There was a lot of people that came together looking for a way to express themselves, you know, in groups, on Facebook, even some publications would just dedicate all their work to the pandemic. So, you know, we kind of tried to learn to adjust and mold ourselves around what was going on. A lot of it, too, was publishers weren't working or because of, you know, problems with you know, not being able to work. So, a lot of people gave up. I ran into a lot of artists that just sort of, they just gave up working. They gave up writing. And so the ones that kind of lingered on actually did get published better because they were out there, you know, sticking to it despite the hardships of what they were going through.
Well, and I think perhaps now more than ever, understanding that other folks are going through this oppression, I'll call it, of the pandemic, and this idea that everything's tamped down. Explain how poetry could help.
Well, in lots of ways, and I think one of the poetry, you know, we've dedicated their entire lives to. We're also a performer. When you read a lot of the work, that you will find in a lot of this. And when you find that other people identify with you, that identification is so important into the healing process. It's like saying, I understand. I know what you're going through. And that really does make a huge difference. And I think that's one of the things that can benefit the readers, you know, and I hope that the audience will pick up on that and read this book as well.
Poets with Masks On, a pandemic anthology, Finishing Line Press. Finishing Line Press. Can you read an excerpt? I sometime have you read. Are you ready?
Yeah. I'll read something for you by Richard Blanco. It's actually it's making the rounds all over now. And he was very kind to give me this poem to add into the collection. So I'll read an excerpt for you. I don't know how much time we have, but I'll read up maybe a couple paragraphs or so. And it's a poem for Sunday by Richard Blanco, and it was originally published in The Atlantic. And it says, say we live on, say we'll forget the masks that keep us from dying from the invisible, but say we won't ever forget the invisible, masks we realized we had been wearing, masks most our lives, disguising ourselves from each other. Say we won't veil ourselves again, that our souls will keep breathing timelessly, that we won't return to clocking our lives with lists and appointments. You know, and it's just like, say we'll keep our days errant as sun showers, impulsive as a star's falling. Say this isn't our end. Say I'll get to be as thrilled as a boy spinning again in my barber's chair. Tell him how I'd missed his winged scissors chirping away my shaggy hair, eclipsing my eyes, his warm clouds of foam, the sharp love of his razor's tender strokes on my beard. This whole poem is about this, you know, about the experiences that he missed and how we're surviving. Yeah.
Interesting.
Wonderful, beautiful poem.
Yeah, it really does sound captivating. Mm-hmm. That's Richard Blanco.
Yeah, our former poet, President Obama's former inaugural poet, yes.
Uh-huh. Wow, fabulous. Okay. Well, do you have one of your poems handy?
I didn't know. I'm sorry, but I'm hoping they'll order the book and find it in there.
Yep. Okay, well, we would encourage folks to get and do this as soon as possible. They're actually...
The deadline is the 19th. I've got tomorrow night, midnight, is the last day to sell 20 more copies.
Oh, good for you.
So please buy a copy. It's $21.99. It's got excellent reviews already. And, you know, it will go to a great cause and experience supporting artists during the pandemic.
Well, fabulous. Well, Melanie, we'll give you the last word. Anything to add to our conversation about the power of poetry post-pandemic?
Well, I think we've all grown and learned a great deal through this experience. We've had to touch on some of our deeper emotions, you know, feeling repressed or the anger or the hurt or the tremendous loss we've all suffered too from people that have been sick and have died. And we've all struggled and suffered, but I believe that one of the powers of poetry is to help us get through it. And that's one of the blessings we have as writers and artists.
Well, thank you so much for all you're doing.
Thank you so much, Mark.
All right, we will talk again. Melanie Sims, thank you for calling from Florida, and enjoy the rest of your visit and safe travels. Melanie Sims, of course, a Valley resident. Her new anthology, Poets with Masks On, a pandemic anthology, Finishing Line Press. You can just Google Melanie Sims and you'll find that. And we ordered one up here. I saw some sample pages, so I just think it's fabulous. It's a great art, so definitely enjoy that. Be more than a coffee table book, could be a good bedtime reader for everybody. Melanie Sims, we thank her for calling in today.